If you're looking for Pokemon-style Etsy items, Pokemon Pop figures, and so much more, check out the PokeDepartmentStore.com. That's PokeDepStore.com for all your Pokemon needs.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/achieve today.
What is up, everyone? It's me, the Pokemon Cave, back at it again for another episode. So, this week, we're going to be looking at a couple different things. One, a student decides that he's just going to leave school and become a professional Pokemon player. Next, we're going to be looking at yet another theft. This time around the $6,000 mark that was stolen of Pokemon cards from a not-so-local business, but in my province. Then we're going to be looking at a very interesting Pokemon-style proposal between a man and a woman. And finally, today starts the first of 151 Pokemon, Bulbasaur. I'll be going over some facts about Bulbasaur, and we'll go from there. Next week will be Ivysaur. So first, a student who basically just gave it all away and has become a Pokemon player, or hopes to be a professional Pokemon player. So a Wilfrid Laurier University student, right here in good old Ontario, Canada, has decided to pursue a new and very different career. Rowan Stephen Now, who is 19, is stepping away from his studies to become a professional Pokemon player. He goes on to say, "It's almost like a game of chess, where you're thinking about all the different things that can happen and all the things that your opponent can do. There's certain strategies and certain learning styles that pro players do to get better, and I'd say that's the biggest difference between playing for fun and playing competitively. Now, of course, strategy plays a huge part in the game, but players also need a dash of luck. In a game of Pokemon, you're drawing different cards every time, so the game is going to be different and you're going to have to adapt," he goes on to say. "I was always really good at that. Pokemon continues to attract new players as well." Another player, Nathan Flanders, who's 10, was interviewed as well and saying, "I never really played the game until about a year ago when I went over to a local card shop with a deck that I threw together and gave it a try." Nathan goes on to say, "I get to travel all around the world, Brazil, Germany, lots of different places, and just play Pokemon cards and meet new people. It really is a dream come true." Stephen Al was also quoted in saying, "I started playing in these regional level tournaments in the United States, and now I even play internationally. I love playing the game. Even in high school, I would skip a lot of school to go play in these Pokemon tournaments." Well, is that really smart, dude? Come on. I mean, you want to be a professional Pokemon player, but you gotta have some smarts as well. You can't just skip high school, skip school in general, to go play in a tournament. You need a work, like schoolwork and life balance. I mean, I would love to do tournaments as well in some cases, but I'm not gonna skip work to go do a tournament because, I mean, the chances of me winning that tournament and walking out with a, say, a cash prize might be a little less likely to occur rather than me going to work and being guaranteed to walk out of there with a $300 day's worth of work, right? So, I mean, you really need to balance this. I mean, you're young, I get it. When you get older, you might start to second guess your choices just a little bit. Now, of course, he's pausing his studies at Laurier to focus full-time on the game. He goes on to say, "I found an opportunity for myself to do coaching and content creation in the Pokemon community." He'll also continue to play and hopes to add to his game winnings. "There was a major prize increase this year, so that will also help," he said, laughing. "The money is a big draw for both, but so is their love for the game. It kind of just seems like a dream, but for me, I really want to pursue that," as Stephen Now was ended with the quoting. But yeah, I mean, like I said just recently, I mean, you It's great to pursue this right now. Honestly, it really is. And good on you. Same time though, I mean, you already started to pay for university. University is not cheap. Now, of course, I don't know his circumstances. Can he easily afford this, you know, schooling and then just kind of quote unquote give it away? Did he have a scholarship? Did he have, you know, quote unquote a free ride per se? Nothing's ever free, come on, but you kind of know what I mean, right? So, I mean, to stop going to college or university or whatever, when you're putting in that kind of money, you really, really gotta be 100% certain that this is what you want to do. I mean, to throw away, say, throw a number out there, $50,000 schooling. You know, you walk out of there $50,000 broke for your pursuit of becoming a Pokemon World Champion and winning prizes and traveling the world and so on and so forth. That's great and all when you're young. Long term, though, I really don't know if that's beneficial. You really, really need to divide your time evenly. You know, have something to fall back on. Me, I can go into tournaments. I can do this and do that. I can schedule my holidays around these tournaments most times. But at the end of the day, I have a 12-hour per day job that I go to. That is my guaranteed income. I'm guaranteed to walk in there for 12 hours, walk out with a paycheck every 2 weeks. That pays my mortgage, you know, right? So Pokemon will not pay my mortgage unless I am amazing at it. And that obviously takes work and time and effort, which I am growing over time. But in the meantime, I still got to pay my bills. I still have to pay my mortgage. I still need to put food on the table. I still have a family to support. Yes, it's different when you're a 19-year-old. You don't have a family to support. You don't have kids. You don't have a mortgage. This and that. So life is a little more lenient. But again, things are not cheap. Rent is skyrocketing in this province and actually all across Canada. And even in the US, rent has skyrocketed. Mortgage prices have skyrocketed. Interest rates have skyrocketed. Things are no longer obtainably cheap-ish. So you really, really need to focus. If that's my only advice as a 30-something-year-old. Focus. But, yeah, if it works, it works. Next up, unfortunately, this is happening more and more. So back on November 19th, there was a theft at a store in Guelph, Ontario. So Guelph police were investigating after nearly $6,500 worth of Pokemon cards were stolen from a North End business, again in Guelph, Ontario. So police were called Thursday, November the 23rd, to a business on Woodlawn Road West near Woolwich Street. Now, of course, staff reported that on November 19th, three men and a woman entered the store and walked around separately, with one of them filling a shopping cart. Two of the men attempted to distract staff while the third walked out with the cart, setting off security alarms. All three attended a vehicle in the parking lot, followed by a woman a short time later. I mean, this is not the first time this has happened, obviously. And unfortunately, it's not going to be the last time that this happens. Again, unfortunately. I actually read a news article not too long ago that a store in Midland, Ontario, which is just north of me, kind of northwest of me. It's literally a, 40-minute drive, 30-minute drive. They had almost $20,000 worth of Magic the Gathering cards stolen. Like, I get it, people. I get it. Times are tough. But what the hell? You're going to try and, what, resell these? Like, what are you trying to do? What are you trying to accomplish? I get it. people are starving, people are homeless, this and that. But this is not solving anything. This is causing more problems. Knock it off. Honestly, just knock it off. Because honestly, now all you're doing is making more work for the business owners of this establishment. Now they have to go through insurance. Their insurance will now go up thanks to you. You're hurting.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/achieve today.
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom, like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
Far more than what you're going to gain. And to be honest, people, this is it's not a small community. This is a very large community as, you know, collectors. You're not going to get very far. There are cameras everywhere nowadays. Your picture is going to be everywhere. The cards that you stole or the products that you stole are going to be listed available for people to keep an eye out for immediately. You're screwed. You're not reselling this unless you try and resell to some idiot on Facebook Marketplace who doesn't know anything, who, you know, walks around with their head in the sand. Other than that, you're not doing anything with those cards. Plain and simple. So just stop screwing around, honestly. And now we leave that headache of a story to move on to a very wholesome, amazing story. You see, Zachary Rodriguez proposed to his girlfriend Katie Lee Van Eaton using a custom deck, Pokemon deck, by the way, back in 2022. You might be thinking, well, why are we just talking about this now? It's 2023, almost 2024. Well, he filmed a special moment and posted the video on YouTube. However, the wholesome moment captured the hearts of Pokemon fans all over the world after it was shared again on social media in November of 2023. You see, Zachary had been dating Katie for about 18 months when he proposed in a shop that sells the Pokemon TCG cards. He had written the proposal on a fighting type energy, asking the question, Katie Lee Van Eaton, will you marry me? When Zachary gave the set of cards to Katie, he urged her to open them. Then, when she pulled the final card in the set, she exclaimed, oh my god, in shock. He then made his proposal, saying, I want to spend the rest of my life with you. Will you marry me? Of course, she immediately accepted, joyously saying, I'm so happy. Yes, yes, I'll marry you. Now, even though the event took place in 2022, Pokemon fans are still loving this wholesome moment. Instagrammers commenting were quick to spread their love, one telling Zach she's the rare one, while another said it's a glimmer of hope for all of us. Proposing with trading cards, though, has happened before. A different Pokemon TCG fan proposed to his fiance with a custom Charizard card. Now, of course, also the inventor of Magic the Gathering, Richard Garfield, he also proposed to his wife with a special celebration card called Proposal. Isn't that really cool? I mean, stupid, I didn't think of that back in the day. Mind you, I mean, I've been married 11 years now, but damn. I mean, all these guys are showing this up. Mine was very plain and simple. Right. Shit, now I feel bad for myself. Actually, I feel bad for my wife. And now, finally, let's talk about good old Bulbasaur.
Bulbasaur!
So, of course, Bulbasaur is number one in the Pokedex. He's a grass poison type, which, until Rowlet, he was the only dual type starter. So, in the animes, the English animes, Tara Sands voiced Bulbasaur from season 1 all the way till season 8. And then Michelle Knotts took over from season 9 onwards. Bulbasaur can survive for days with just sunlight. No food, no water, just pure sunlight. That's insane. He also belonged to Ash, Red in the manga, and May. He was designed by Atsuko Nishida. His Japanese name is Fushidae, which means mystery seed. I know I butchered that, I'm so sorry. Ken Sugimori confirmed that Bulbasaur and its evolutions are based on onions and bullfrogs, which is very interesting. Of course, he debuted in Red and Green back in February 27th, 1996. Bulbasaur in the anime, the first time we see him, is with the trainer Melanie. She protects him in like a kind of a nature reserve type of thing. Bulbasaur also protects the other smaller Pokemon from essentially anyone entering their premises or trying to steal them or harm them in any sort of way. Eventually, Ash challenges Bulbasaur to a battle in order to win his full trust, and they go on to be partners from then forward. Now, May catches one in Hoenn at a nature reserve as well. So, kind of similar, but obviously different regions. So, I mean, yeah, that's really cool. I think the biggest thing that I learned was that it can survive for days with just sunlight. That's crazy. I mean, too bad we can't freaking do that. And on that note, everyone, I say have a good day or a good week. Heck, why not? And I will see you again next week for another brand new episode of the Pokemon Cave podcast, where at the end, we will be looking at Ivysaur. Now, as a reminder, December 25th, there will be an episode. However, it will be a best of all the Pokemon battles that me and Baby Bunny have had. Now, with the amount of battles that we've had and usually how long they take, I may or may not split that into two different podcasts. If I do, it would be the December 25th podcast and January 1st podcast. Just keep that in mind. On that note, take care, everyone. I'll see you again next week.